and the contemporary reading is Loitering with Intent by Ewan Aitken. Jesus did not discriminate. He loitered with those who discriminated against by others. He called people to change their way of life, but he never suggested that only those who followed him could speak of God. In his parable, he never said that the Good Samaritan needed to change his religion to be a good neighbor, or that the forgiving father had to attend the temple to welcome back his prodigal son. Jesus loitered more with those who were not religious than with those who were. Jesus' example was not to build a holier-than-thou enclave, but to loiter in the places the powerful were too scared to go. We are called to loiter with those who would not expect us ever to be beside them, to be in the places the church is not associated with, amongst the excluded and rejected, the struggling and the suffering. If we then, in our structures and our policies, exclude those folk from being part of our work, then we fail to loiter. We simply patronize and reject again. For the word in Scripture, for the word among us, for the word within us, we give thanks.
There were some interesting choices to be made for today. The gospel lesson we just heard of Zacchaeus was one option. But tomorrow is Halloween. And it's also the 499th anniversary of Martin Luther nailing the 95 Theses to the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg. And Tuesday is All Saints' Day, when the church has remembered its saints. And Wednesday is All Souls' Day, when people took time to remember those who had died. What a choice. But I decided to start anyway with Zacchaeus. It's a story that only appears in Luke's Gospel. And Luke, you remember, was particularly interested in those who were poor and oppressed and marginalized. And he had a particular interest in healing, not just physical healing, but emotional and social healing. So keep that in mind as we think about Zacchaeus. And the other thing to keep in mind is something that I find helpful from Marcus Borg, where he talks about when we come to read the Gospels, to listen for the three great themes from Hebrew Scripture that we find there. And the first theme is the theme of Exodus, of escape from bondage and slavery into new promise. And the second is Torah, or law. And it's interesting that Jesus spent a lot of his time in conflict with the law, the religious law, and what the temple said needed to be done to be religious. And the third great theme is the theme of return from exile, when the Jews came back from Babylon, were out of exile and came back to be a united, or tried to be a united people again. So those themes of Exodus and law and exile we find in the stories that the gospel writers tell us. So let's go into the story, and let's go into it through the eyes of a bystander whom we'll call Gideon. We'd heard about this Jesus, so there was a kind of buzz went through the village when someone said that they thought that he and his friends were traveling towards us. And when word came through that, in fact, it was happening, people began to gather in the streets, to line the streets, to have a look at this person that we had heard about. And some of us had seen, but not many. It was then that I noticed him. He'd been around. I remember when we were a kid, little Zacchaeus. He was a proper little, well, I won't use the word. He was always getting up our nose. And we gave him an awful time. Looking back, I guess we bullied him. But we excluded him and we made fun of him. And suddenly, here he was. But in some senses, he'd had a laugh on us because his parents were a bit rich. And they'd been able to afford to tender for part of the tax collection. You know, that's what they did in those days. You tendered and you paid money and then you could be a tax collector and you could choose what you wanted to collect. Zacchaeus had been very successful at that. He was not just a tax collector, he was the chief tax collector. And here he was, all dressed up in his finery, trying to come to see this Jesus. And he was running backwards and forwards behind the crowd. And it was as if time had lapsed and we were back as children. Because every time he came to a gap, we closed ranks and we wouldn't let him through to see. Until finally he ran down and he climbed a tree. I had forgotten how skinny his legs were. And there he was, perched up in this tree. Not a very... what's the word I'm looking for? It's not a very nice place for someone of position to be sitting up in the tree with his legs dangling and his skirts up around his knees. This Jesus came along, ignored the rest of us, and went and stood under the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, come on down because I need to go home with you." Well, I mean, of all the people he could have chosen, he chose Zacchaeus. Now, we won't do much happiness in the crowd with that. I mean, tax collectors were... tax collectors. And we didn't like them very much. And we didn't particularly like Zacchaeus. But a surprising thing happened. Zacchaeus scrambled down the tree, skinny little legs showing, and went up to Jesus. And there was something about him that had changed. And he said, "Come home with me. And I'll give half of what I've got to the poor. And if I've done anybody an injustice with their payments, I'll return it fourfold." That was a big thing to offer to do. And then Jesus makes a comment that he had come to look out for the lost, and that Zacchaeus was also a son of Abraham. And that made me stop and think, because I prided myself in being a son of Abraham. So if Zacchaeus was also a son of Abraham, then we were connected. And maybe the kind of treatment that we had given him was, I think your word is, inappropriate. But there was Zacchaeus, back from exile, back into the community. That's a fine story. from 2,000 years ago. But so what? Well, I was thinking about it, and I'll share some thoughts and ask you some questions. Where are you in the story? Are you in the crowd, looking on? Are you amongst the disciples who are following this Jesus? Or maybe you're even Zacchaeus. How often have you risked going out on a limb for what you're searching for? How often have you risked the indignity of metaphorically climbing a tree? It seems to me Zacchaeus, implied in the story somehow, was looking for some change. In that story, there's a kind of coming together of a whole lot of things. Zacchaeus looking for a change in his life and having the courage to keep pursuing it or to pursue some of the options that appeared before him coincided with this Jesus recognizing that this was the moment. So maybe you're Zacchaeus, and maybe you're wanting to change. And what is it that helps us to change? It's certainly not sermons or acts of parliament. It has something to do with being accepted by others. Jesus didn't demand anything of Zacchaeus. In fact, he offered friendship and asked a favor. Come down, I want to go home with you. Maybe I'm hungry. Most of us would be reluctant to identify with Jesus. And yet, this group, this faith community, is in fact the life of Jesus in the present day. And how do we treat those who are on the margins? And they don't have to be extremely poor. We're actually very good at marginalizing people just with a label. But our task is to try to do what he did in terms of the offering of friendship that brings about change. It was reformation. Zacchaeus had the opportunity and took it to reform his life. And all because a man from Galilee came and asked him to come down out of his tree and take him home and offer hospitality. Let's think, who is this man? On our journeys, we don't travel alone. We travel with others, and we have done all our lives. And at this season of All Saints, we remember. And I'm inviting you particularly to remember those who got you down out of your trees. Those who made the effort to get alongside you. Those who gave you a new vision and a new hope. So let's take part in this act of remembrance with a prayer for all saints. For those who walked with us, for those who have gone ahead, for those who touched and tended us while they lived, for those who journey with us in the shadows of awareness, in the crevices of memory, in the landscape of our dreams. I'm inviting those of you who would like to come up and light a candle for those who have been lights for you during your life journey. Go now with the fire of Christ in your hearts. Carry the love of God into the world around you, and may the earth be alight with the truth of the Spirit, the church be filled with the passion of Jesus, and the universe sing with the hope of the Creator.